Hello, travellers. Welcome to Have You Got Travel Plans? I'm Amelia, and today we're diving into the vibrant and historic city of Lisbon, Portugal. Whether you're a seasoned explorer or planning your first trip abroad, this episode will give you essential tips and insights for an unforgettable journey. First, let's talk about getting to Lisbon. Lisbon's main airport, Humberto Delgado Airport, is well connected to many major cities. It's about a 20-minute drive from the city centre, and you can get there by taxi, bus, or the metro. The metro is great if you're looking to save money and avoid traffic. Now that you're in Lisbon, let's dive into the lifestyle and culture. Lisbon blends the old with the new. You'll find ancient monuments and narrow cobblestone streets alongside modern shops and vibrant nightlife. The locals, known as Lisbitas, are warm, friendly, and always ready to help. Don't be surprised if you have a delightful conversation with a local in a cafe or receive helpful directions on the street. One of the best ways to explore Lisbon is by tram. The iconic Tram 28 is a must-ride, taking you through the city's most historic neighbourhoods, including Alfama, Baixa, and Graca. This vintage yellow tram is not just a mode of transport, it's a journey through time. Walking is also fantastic for seeing the city. Be prepared for steep hills, but the views are worth it. Miradouros, or viewpoints, are scattered throughout the city, offering stunning panoramas perfect for a photo op or a peaceful moment. When it comes to culture, fado music is something you cannot miss. This soulful genre originated in Lisbon and captures the heart and soul of Portuguese culture. You can catch a live fado performance in one of the many traditional fado houses in Alfama. These performances are often held in intimate settings, creating an atmosphere where the emotional depth of fado can truly be felt. Now, let's talk about the food. Portuguese cuisine is delicious and diverse. Start your day with a pastéis de nata, a traditional custard tart that's crispy on the outside and creamy on the inside. These treats are best enjoyed fresh from the oven with a sprinkle of cinnamon. For lunch or dinner, try bacalhau à Brás, a popular dish made with salted cod, onions, and potatoes. This dish, like many Portuguese meals, is comfort food at its finest. Don't forget to pair your meal with a glass of vinho verde, a refreshing Portuguese wine. If you're a seafood lover, Lisbon won't disappoint. The city's proximity to the Atlantic Ocean means you'll find an abundance of fresh seafood. Try grilled sardines, especially during the summer festivals. These sardines are often simply prepared with olive oil and salt, allowing the freshness of the fish to shine. Another must-try is polvo a lagareiro, a dish of octopus baked with olive oil and garlic. The tender octopus combined with the rich flavours of olive oil and garlic is a culinary experience not to be missed. For dessert, indulge in a slice of bolo de bolacha, a traditional Portuguese biscuit cake, or savour the rich flavours of arroz doce, a creamy rice pudding with a hint of cinnamon. These desserts reflect Portugal's love for simple yet flavourful sweets that are perfect for ending a meal. And for all you coffee lovers, Lisbon's cafe culture is something special. Enjoy a bica, the Portuguese equivalent of an espresso, at one of the many charming cafes scattered throughout the city. It's the perfect way to take a break and soak in the local atmosphere. These cafes are often historic and offer a glimpse into Lisbon's past while you sip your coffee. As you're planning your trip, remember that Have You Got can help with your accommodation needs. We have a network of ID-verified accommodation providers, ensuring that you have a safe and comfortable place to stay. Before we wrap up, here are a few quick tips for your Lisbon adventure. Learn a few basic Portuguese phrases. The locals appreciate the effort, and it can make your interactions smoother. Simple phrases like bom dia, good morning, and obrigado, thank you, go a long way. Wear comfortable shoes. Lisbon's hills and cobblestone streets can be tough on your feet, so sturdy footwear is essential for exploring the city. Keep an eye on your belongings. Like any popular tourist destination, pickpocketing can be an issue. Be mindful of your valuables, especially in crowded areas. Take advantage of the free walking tours available in the city. They're a great way to learn about Lisbon's history and hidden gems. These tours are often led by knowledgeable local guides who can provide insider tips and recommendations. That's all for today's episode of Have You Got Travel Plans? I hope you found these tips helpful and feel inspired to explore the beautiful city of Lisbon. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. Remember, whether you're travelling near or far, Have You Got is here to help you every step of the way. Safe travels and see you next time. Ciao.